Hello, and welcome to the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center podcast series. The Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Product Center is a part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on Oklahoma State University's campus. Today, I am talking with Dr. Danny Belmer over food engineering.
My name is Danny Belmer, and I'm a food process engineer at the Food and Ag Products Center. I have been here since the opening of the center, so just over 20 years, because we did have our 20-year anniversary in 2017. And I'm involved in teaching and research. Food engineering involves chemistry and food science and engineering all applied to making safer, better, more cost-effective food products. So whether that's working on the improved sensory properties, the improved flavor, the improved process, the safety, the cost, all those things kind of go together to make food products that we get to see on our grocery store shelves. Students, when they come to campus, have never even heard of food engineering because it's not one of the more common types of engineering that students hear about in their high schools. There's actually a ton of engineering that goes into producing food products. One great example is in the making of Cheetos. So believe it or not, there's a lot of thermodynamics involved in creating Cheetos. So when you start with a wet dough and you put it through an extrusion process that uses high temperature and pressure, which puts that dough at a high pressure state, and when it exits the extruder, it sees an immediate drop in pressure. And that pressure drop causes the moisture inside the dough to flash evaporate. That evaporation is actually what causes the puffing in a standard product, like a cheese puff. So one kind of fun current project that we're working on is trying to utilize the waste from Iron Monk Brewery. So when you produce beer, you generate a solid waste that's known as brewer's spent grain that still actually has quite a few nutrients in it. And currently that typically goes for animal feed. Our goal is to produce some kind of a value-added product that would go along with their beer in the brewery. Utilization of waste is also a big area of work here. Lots of food industries generate waste streams that are either thrown away or go to animal feed or are just underutilized. So our goal is to add value to those, hopefully bring back some revenue to the company rather than it being a cost as a waste. In general, food engineering is useful for the food industry because it involves design of processes and equipment that help generate the best end product. So that might involve heat and mass transfer. How can we heat things most efficiently to make them safe, but also still keep the food quality in the end? I think food engineers are going to be really important for the future because we have a growing world population and decreasing agricultural production areas. So we're going to be able to need to feed more with less space, less resources, and do it more efficiently. So as long as we want to eat, there will be a need for food engineers. As long as we have people wanting food, we should need engineers who are knowledgeable enough to produce. One of the biggest challenges that I see for scientists working in the food industry is the myriad of misconceptions that are out in the public spectrum. So whether that's GMOs, organic, high fructose corn syrup, gluten-free, there are so many topics and subjects that are thrown out as real and science when half of the things that are written about aren't true at all. So debunking some of those myths is, I think, a challenge, but also an important function of scientists working in the food industry. Well, thanks so much for having me, and I hope maybe you learned a little something about food engineering today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Belmer, for joining us today. For more information about our many departments in FAPC, check out our FAPC Connect app in the App Store, or you can also visit our website at fapc.biz. Thank you for listening, and be sure to come back for our next episode.